medical team in Ventura County is on a personal crusade to help a country battered by years of violence and poverty. Cedric and Norma Emery of Santa Paula are preparing to leave in a few weeks on their third volunteer relief mission to Afghanistan since 2002. ACLU's Lance Orozco reports the local couple has special feelings about the country, which actually brought them together 5 decades ago.
It's a country that most people would put near the bottom of their list of places to visit and would probably never think of as a place to find women. Afghanistan has been racked by violence and oppression for 4 decades. But for a couple from Ventura County, the troubled country halfway around the world is not only the land they've returned to over and over to help, it's where they met and fell in love. Norma Emery was a young woman trying to figure out what to do with her life when she volunteered for the Peace Corps and was sent to Afghanistan in 1967.
I ended up in the Peace Corps because I'd had quite a lot of illness before that, and I was spending a lot of time with a friend of mine who was dying from cancer. And I said to her, you know, how do you thank people? It's impossible to give back to them. And she said, you don't, you just pass it on. And the Peace Corps, that's how I decided to pass it on.
Her husband, Cedric, also found himself on the way to Afghanistan in 1967, a mission that would lead to him not only helping thousands of people, but would introduce him to his future wife.
I joined the Public Health Service. They contracted me to go to Afghanistan as a physician, taking care of Peace Corps and other Americans in Afghanistan. My job was to travel throughout the country and take care of Americans, but we also took care of Afghans. And I met Nandan Tavla and fell in love.
Norma and Cedric not only fell in love with each other, but with the country they were helping.
I was a little leery at the time because I was from Ohio. I'd never been anyplace else, and Ohio was very green. And we flew as far as Lebanon, and from there on it was dirt and rock, dirt and rock, dirt and rock. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? But once I was in country and traveled around a little bit, I saw the beauty.
It turned out to be a wonderful place. They're just wonderful people.
The Emerys returned to the United States, where they got married and moved to Ventura County. Cedric opened a urology practice and Norma worked as a registered nurse. But the couple always had a special spot for Afghanistan and returned back to help as often as they could. Then literally 3 decades of war hit, starting with the Soviet Union's takeover of Afghanistan, the battle by rebels to retake it, and then the Taliban's rise to power. The Santa Paula couple didn't feel it was safe to return to the country until coalition forces defeated the Taliban.
We went back twice in the 70s, and I helped train some surgeons there in urology procedures. Then after the Taliban were eliminated, Norm and I decided, heck, let's go back and see what the situation is. So we did, but we didn't have any contacts. The people we had previously known had either emigrated out or had been killed. So we went back kind of cold.
The Emerys admit it was hard on that first trip back to see what had happened to the country and its people.
It was painful. I mean, I remember Afghanistan as being very beautiful. To go back now and just see rubble and filth, everything is filthy.
It's terrible because they have suffered enormous losses. They've lost more than 1 million people, and they have about 1 million orphans. So it's been devastating, but these people never complain. They are very industrious people. Just given a chance, they can do anything.
Afghanistan's medical community has been overrun for years by the violence and civil unrest. There isn't enough trained medical personnel or equipment. The couple decided they'd put their skills to use with their own relief plans. Dr. Emery says Afghanistan only has 1 urologist, but he's working with him to get more supplies and training into the country.
He's just a fabulous guy. He's in his mid-70s, and he's a beautiful man, very humble, quiet, excellent teacher. He teaches the medical students at the university. And he teaches the surgeons the basic urology procedures. But we wanted to find out, well, what do they need? What could we possibly do to help these people? And they did not have any capability of doing the basic endoscopy. For instance, looking in the bladder, we were able to get a company in Germany to donate a large amount of equipment.
The Emerys are in the process of preparing to go on their third medical relief mission to Afghanistan since the Taliban government was removed from power.
We're going again to teach the surgeons how to use this equipment, how to take care of it. Then they will be teaching other surgeons. It's the only center in Afghanistan now that actually does this type of work. Looking at bladders, taking out bladder tumors, and opening up prostates.
Norma Emery is helping some of the tens of thousands of orphans in Afghanistan. She says there's only so much that 2 people can do, but with their kids grown up and out on their own, this has become one of the couple's priorities.
When I joined the Peace Corps, we were told, don't expect to see any changes because because that takes generations. Going now, I don't expect to see changes. But to be able to give back, one of my things is they gave me more than I gave them during the Peace Corps days. It's just a way of giving back.
The MRAs say Americans are getting a mostly warm reception.
They love Americans. There were only two instances I had that people were negative toward me. The rest have open arms. They're thankful.
The safety is much greater in Kabul than it is here, I think. In the southern, eastern part of the country, we wouldn't go down there yet. That's not safe yet. But around Kabul and in the north, Mazar Sharif and Herat, I think it's extremely safe. The people just love Americans. They really appreciate what the Americans have done, and you don't hear about that in the news.
Dr. Emery says it feels wonderful to help make a difference, even if it's not on a large scale.
We're only two people, so we can only do a tiny bit, but this is a place where a tiny, tiny bit has a ripple effect. If we can teach two or three surgeons how to do two or three great procedures, they're going to teach more surgeons and more surgeons.
The Emerys are hoping to get medical residents and other doctors to join in their relief efforts. The couple is optimistic that if the peace holds in Afghanistan, within the next few years, the country will again be flourishing. In Ventura, Lancer Roscoe, KCLU News.
And there's a website you can visit to see pictures of some of the Emory's relief efforts and find out how you can help. The address is www.helpafghanistan.org. It's 7:40 at KCLU.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. This week marks a decade since the start of the Rwandan genocide. The country still is trying to recover.